Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
More Joe Cocker. How about that? You'd think we'd like him around here, wouldn't you? Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, 7 till. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. Doug's the author of No Man's Land. He's got so many credentials, folks. I don't have time to tell you all of them. He's a professor of entrepreneurship at MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University. He is on so many different commissions for entrepreneurship and helping people raise the capital that they need. Doug, you want to give us a website that where we can find you and your book?
Well, you know what I would do is I'd go, the one I would have your readers take a look at is the Edward Lowe Foundation, and right. They'll mention our commission and institute, but that's a great group.
What is that website?
EdwardLowe.org.
All right. And spell Lowe?
L-O-W-E.
That's what I thought. Okay. So EdwardLowe.org. Check it out, folks. Okay, Doug, you've brought up a lot of problems. You've identified a lot of challenges that we have. Now it's your job to tell us what you would recommend that we do to get us out of this. Let me say this. I'm sick and tired of people saying to the government, to the president, to Congress, why don't you get busy and create jobs? You know what? That's not their job, just to create jobs. They don't know how to create jobs that last. And I'm tired of that. Why don't people realize where the real jobs come from, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, I share your sentiments 150%. I think the government has crossed the line and encroached at a level, regulatory level and a tax level, that it's become a barrier in very specific terms. I mean, right now, if you were to ask me, Sarbanes-Oxley has raised the cost of capital in this country such that we don't have IPOs.
Right.
The government right now is trying to regulate private equity. Well, private equity is not all KKR. There's 3,000 middle market private equity firms in the United States that are funding family companies and growth entrepreneurs. And they're trying to regulate them through the SEC and change their tax status. The government needs to understand that almost every one of your listeners are pass-through entities.
Yep.
That they're sub-S corporations or LLCs, and that raising the tax on a personal income is raising the tax on the working capital of the businesses that your listeners own. So, you know, it's a death of common sense. And we really don't have folks in both respects, on both sides of the party, and certainly in the White House, in my personal opinion, that understand how business works. And they view the world as either tiny business people or large corporations, and don't realize that there's a significant number of sophisticated business people that are growing businesses from small to large, and many of them are your listeners. I mean,
right.
Many of them have aspirations to grow their businesses larger, and those are entrepreneurs, and those folks are driving the job growth, and they don't need any help.
They need the government to get out of the way, though.
They need the government to get out of their way.
And there's
no doubt about it.
And they don't need the government to talk about higher taxes. They don't need the government to talk about more regulations. They don't need the government to talk about shovel-ready jobs and infrastructure banks and things like that. That's not the kind of approach that the people you're talking about want to hear.
No. And anything we can do to open up international markets, I mean, one of the things that we're learning, there was a study done by Dr. Gary Kunkel in Pennsylvania where he looked at every high-growth company in Pennsylvania, and as you know, most of these are small companies.
Mm-hmm.
And every manufacturing business that had a service component actually grew. If it was just pure manufacturing, it didn't. So there are bright spots. I'm an optimist, and your your listenership is an option. Just get out of our way and let us go out there. One of the things that's becoming increasingly evident is that the Chinese and Indian markets are creating demand for our products and our brands. Just let our entrepreneurs free to go out and figure out a way to sell to them, and they'll sell something to them.
We'll get
going.
What we've got right now, Doug, is we've got a government that doesn't appreciate the dynamism of the American entrepreneur and entrepreneurial environment. If we can ever get that turned around, going the other way, I think we're going to be all right. But it's going to take that. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you later.
Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.